Bang, 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 bang. I'm going to stay in the pocket again.
Yeah, you better.
Yeah.
Cue.
And we're back.
Woo!
Let's go, baby. Good? Cheers, brother.
Oh, yeah. Cheers. Fuck. Shit. Bitch.
Little.
Oh, I need more than this. That was a shitty pour.
Swallow left.
Do you mind grabbing it?
Not at all. You get it started.
All right. How's everybody doing? Huh?
You don't talk to me like that.
Okay. Sorry. I won't talk to you like that.
I dig it.
We hope everyone's doing well. We hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving. Because this is coming out after Thanksgiving.
Oh, fuck yeah.
We hope your Thanksgiving was very fun, very safe.
And I hope you didn't kill your grandparents. And
yeah, we hope you brought up communist political points to everyone.
Yes.
Because go communist.
You say, fuck you.
Just kidding.
Boomer.
My FBI agent, I'm just fucking kidding.
Yeah.
Just stay off my dick, please.
No, get on it. Yeah, hopefully you were able to avoid your family because of shutdowns.
Yes.
Mandates. You didn't have to do any of that.
Yeah.
You didn't have to listen to your racist uncle.
Hell yeah.
Talk about all his cool Facebook friends.
It's always the uncle, but what about the Aunt Karens out there?
Yeah, they exist.
They're definitely out there.
Yeah,
and you got to watch out for them too.
The woke Christian aunt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just put a couple glasses of wine in her and fuck. She's going off.
She starts talking about Q drops.
Oh shit.
She's like, oh boy, here we go.
You know, I have never I have never even peeked at one of those QAnon.
I've never seen one, but I'm aware of them.
So
if that makes any sense.
What I want to know is where are they getting it? Where are they going?
4chan?
Really?
I think Q started on 4chan.
Okay.
Or 8chan or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
Reddit.
There you go.
All
those. Reddit.
Yeah,
sure.
Can get mighty dark in that Reddit conspiracy.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I used to
There's a guy in there that thinks OJ didn't do it. You got to see this. It's amazing.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. What was I going to say? I used to go look at the Reddit forum that has since been deleted. The Donald. Have you ever heard of it?
Mm-mm.
Oh my God. If you ever, I used to look at it like during like the 2016 election.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, it's just all screaming all the time
about
how
mean?
Corrupt everything is.
Oh, okay.
And about how Trump's going to save everybody.
No.
It was really scary, honestly, that they were all just congregated in one place on the internet just shouting conspiracy theories. I haven't looked at it in a while, and also it did get deleted off of Reddit because Reddit was like, yeah, this is dangerous.
But why?
I think, well, it's a lot of hate speech, a lot of just, it's just boiling hate in that
So you're
form.
Not allowed to, in Reddit's
I think
user agreement, you can't.
It was just getting too out of hand and too conspiratorial. You know what I mean? Like, it was just like, I think handling misinformation is a hard thing to do.
Right.
I can't even imagine trying to do that on the internet, like running a whole platform where that shit spreads everywhere. You know, it's gotta be really hard and hard to manage.
Right.
So,
right.
I mean, Reddit, I think they just had to take a fucking really big risk and like, you know, we're just going to delete one of our subreddits.
I bet we could find a neo-Nazi subreddit.
Oh, yeah. They're there.
Yeah.
It's just the Donald got like millions of...
Right.
I don't even remember what they're called.
You can say your shit as long as there's only 12 of you.
Yeah. If there's 12 of you and
there's
a little
12
circle,
million, we got a problem.
See?
That's kind of fucked.
I think it's just the misinformation thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's totally too much.
But I also think like we really do need to stop coddling people.
No, I know. And it wasn't really coddling because, you know, they were allowed there for so long.
Yeah. It
should
still be up. Who gives a fuck? If people want to walk around saying dumb shit, people have always been allowed to do that.
Yeah. It's just, you know,
it's like you're going to tell people they can't have their Star Wars fan fiction page because it doesn't follow the canon.
That's fine. But that's literally fiction, you know, but these people are taking fiction and creating a reality out of it. You know what I mean? MJ, I'm just saying, like, it's blatant misinformation and conspiracy theories that people are genuinely, like, believing.
It's completely fine. Let them.
All right. All right.
Well, why can't they?
I'm not gonna. I don't know. I'm not saying they can't. I'm just saying they need, like, it's just forcing this reality on them. You know, it's like this just completely believing in a thing, and then too many people are believing in it, and it's harming society. You know, we can only move as fast as our slowest.
Let's call the herd.
Wheel.
Just throw a little troll in there. Says, guess what? People can actually fly. You just got to jump.
So
off
you just said
bridge.
Call the herd.
Yeah.
So you're more in favor of killing people.
I'm letting of letting them
deleting a forum off the internet.
Misinform themselves off a bridge for the betterment of society.
I don't really have much to say other than
handling
a massive platform on the internet's got to be a lot of fucking work and a lot of responsibility.
Yeah, yeah,
and
I get that.
I don't envy them whatsoever. You know?
I say just let it police itself.
Mark Zuckerberg's looking like a fucking thumb. Jack's looking like a fucking
He looks like Lex
wizard.
Luthor.
Yeah. It's,
he's slowly becoming, what's his name, Jesse
Eisenberg?
Yes. Yes, yeah. As Lex Luthor.
No, Gene Hackman, dude.
No.
Gene Hackman.
That's a good
He's
one.
The GOAT.
Yeah, yeah.
He's the GOAT Lex Luthor.
Hackman.
Yeah.
Gene Hackman. I was thinking of, what was the Gene that was Willy Wonka?
Oh, fuck.
Gene.
Oh, my God. And now I just blanked.
Gene Wilder.
Wilder. Yeah.
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 It's a good
Legend.
Gene.
Great
That's gene.
A
great
gene.
Great gene.
Gene Hackman's also a great gene.
Oh, yeah. Great gene.
Yeah, great
Definitely.
Gene.
Definitely.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
What's a bad
also,
gene?
Also, Sean Gene. I know it's John, but...
Sean John.
Sean Gene.
What's a bad gene? Can we name a bad gene?
JNCOs. Bad jeans. Can't wear those anymore. Don't do it. Don't
Wrangler
do
jeans.
It.
Bad jeans.
They're all right. They make a good gene. A nice, sturdy
right
gene for the average American.
Yeah.
Good gene. Express gene.
Express gene?
Express gene.
I haven't had an express gene.
Express jeans. Real nice.
Nice.
Real clean.
I like American Eagle jeans.
What is a bad gene? Are there any bad genes?
I can't think of a bad gene. Are all jeans just genuinely good jeans?
Ooh. What is her name? Jean Scott?
I don't know.
The Phoenix? Isn't that her name?
I
don't
know.
From the X-Men?
Oh, Jean Grey.
Jean Grey. Jean Grey.
That's a good gene.
Bad gene. Phoenix
it's
is
like
bad.
Grey gene, I'd say. She was good and then was bad and then was good again?
Ooh, Grey gene.
Or died.
Jean Grey. Grey gene. She died, ultimately.
She did die, yeah.
But she's a Phoenix.
But she
like
is
Mulan.
A Phoenix. Like Mulan.
You never know. Callback. You
Call
never
back.
Know.
Yeah.
She might just rise from the ashes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bad gene. We haven't found one bad gene.
Yeah.
Another
jeans
good gene.
Good.
Do Eugenes count? Eugene Levy.
He's great. A good gene.
It's a good gene.
But he doesn't go by gene.
Yeah, he's a Eugene.
He's a Eugene.
Close.
Yeah. All
We're
right.
We're getting there.
I love this.
Yeah.
By
the
way,
genes.
Hopefully I had the wherewithal to release the second episode from last week on my scam and your story and esports. That is what we talked about for like 45 minutes.
Esports. I don't even know anything about esports.
Yeah, I know. I don't even remember what we
I'm
said.
I'm learning a lot.
I know.
Oh, we were talking about that kid.
We did. Yeah, we did talk about that kid, and he's dope.
What's his name? Shout him out again.
Juan Fung.
Juan Fung. My guy. Work
he's
hard.
The shit. Yep. I don't know if I ever dropped his name last week.
We were just talking about this kid.
This imaginary
kid. Could have been it. You're basically telling the Forrest Gump story.
I was like writing my own movie in my head of a kid going through esports.
It's a good story.
But speaking of esports, your own professional gamer over here got
shit.
A PS5.
Let's go.
Technically, I don't have it yet,
but
I bought it
95% sure.
I got the confirmation email from Best Buy. Mm-hmm. My only thing is I have to get it on Black Friday, and Black Friday, we all know, is a day
Wait,
of insanity.
You have to go in person?
I have to go and pick it up. Yeah. And that makes me a little nervous.
No,
you know, what if the guy bringing my PS5 out is getting jumped? You know, like what if someone just tackles him and takes my PS5?
You know what's? Yeah, that's fucked. Do you have a pepper spray or a taser or a gun?
I do have a taser.
What?
Yeah, Remy got us tasers.
That's sick.
Yeah.
Are they matching?
Yeah.
What yours has your name on it?
No.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah, we have tasers. But yeah,
you better
like,
bring
get
that.
Close.
You better get that. It better not be like that battery.
Yeah,
no, charge that puppy up.
Charge that shit.
Hell yeah. Yeah. Carry an extra battery just in case. You never know when you have to flip a motherfucker. Is it the shooty kind?
I wish.
No, it's the tappy kind.
It's a stabby kind.
Stabby kind. Ooh wee.
Yeah.
That's fucking dope. Have you ever used it on yourself?
Why would I ever do that, dude?
I mean,
no.
I didn't feel comfortable putting the shock collar on Gus until I zapped myself.
But this is a taser.
Same thing.
Okay.
I'll do it.
All right, dude.
Yeah, that's
zap
a good
right
bit
now?
For the show.
I'll zap you right now.
Nah, I'm good right now. Okay. But later, let me get a few more of these. Bullet bourbon, the bourbon that makes you enjoy a tasing. Yeah, enjoy a tasing. All right, so yeah, you're gonna have to fight off the horde.
Mm-hmm.
But that's worth it.
I'm a little
it.
Scared.
I
to
would
be. Honest.
Be.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I might just go right outside the door. And be like, I'll take it from here. Like, I have a taser.
I would
go.
Want them to bring me in, take me in the stock room, and then escort me out a back door
right?
away from where anyone could see me.
Isn't that a little, like...
scary?
It's crazy that, like, that's how we feel about a PS5.
Well, it's like, it's more than the PS5, though.
It's the...
This
you're
is
in
holiday,
on the exclusives.
This is the first holiday... of the pandemic, you know, yeah. Or like, you know what I mean? The first Christmas and like there's presents, like there's not much going around.
Yeah.
Money wise, presents wise, like these things mean something more than just the thing itself.
Yeah. It's crazy how much, I mean, gaming's always been like the biggest market in America, mm-hmm. but it is mm-hmm. skyrocketed.
You mean like wiffle balls and stuff?
Yeah, exactly. Like wiffle balls and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gaming,
yeah, like Nerf footballs,
Yahtzees,
yeah, Yahtzees,
Yahtzee. You ever play a good Yahtzee?
Oh yeah,
I like a Yahtzee.
I love a good Yahtzee.
I can fuck with some Yahtzee.
Do you really call it Yahtzee?
What do you mean,
Yahtzee?
That's what I said.
You said Yahtzee,
huh?
It's Yahtzee.
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 Wait, do you say it Nazis or do you say Nazi?
Nazi.
Huh.
Yahtzee.
Natsy. Yeah, I think we're saying the same thing.
All right.
Okay.
I mean, all right.
Agree to disagree. Sure. No, I know it's fucking Yahtzee.
Okay.
I love the shit
about
out of
say,
Yahtzee.
Let's just start calling it Yeetzee.
We had, ooh, I like that. It sounds a little German.
Doesn't Yahtzee also sound German?
What are you trying to say?
Nazi.
How dare you? On the podcast, you
yeah,
say
dude.
These words. No,
great.
But I did have a binge phase on Yahtzee.
Really? You're a pro gamer
no,
on
no.
Yahtzee.
I was the degenerate
pro Yahtzee gamer.
Yeah, we were throwing cash around on games of Yahtzee, dude. It was getting bad. Staying up all night, smoking and drinking, like sitting
yeah.
around the Yahtzee table. Yeah.
fuck.
Yeah, it was hardcore, but.
That's
what
great.
A fun game.
That's great.
So simple.
It really is.
It
it's
really
great.
Is.
Yeah. Yeah. You love the simple ones.
But yeah, the PS5 thing, that is, what do you, so you've reserved a game. You've got
I've already got,
in
dude, in that closet right now, I've got Spider-Man, Miles Morales, and Demon's Souls ready to go.
Dope.
Yeah.
Which one are you more excited to play? Obviously.
It's probably
Spider-Man.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm going to play that first.
Mm-hmm.
Demon's Souls, I need to like reserve a week. To just play that because it's, I mean, it's just, it's a grind and you have
right.
to like be mentally just ready for that. You know, it's like a Sekiro or a Bloodborne or
I
Dark
Souls. I did not much care for that.
It's the very first like Dark Souls-esque game ever.
Mm-hmm.
So.
It's and be tough. Redone in just beautiful ray tracing technology.
Yeah.
Is that, did I say it right? The
yeah,
right
you
thing?
Did. You did it perfectly, dude. So. I think IGN just called to. To,
did your phone
to
be,
hire you?
Yeah. Oh my
yeah,
god.
Yeah, dude.
Is that what that is?
Dude, you need to answer that.
Oh. Nah, my light bill's late. That's disappointing.
They're like, did you just say ray tracing technology? You're like, yeah.
They're like, yeah, you owe us money, motherfucker.
No, they're like, do you want to work for us?
Yes. That, I'm praying that happens. Because if not,
great.
I'm taking my ass to Austin, Texas, where they don't believe in COVID.
Yeah.
They do. They still believe in it. I'm just joking.
Oh, yeah, I don't even
I feel like
know.
If there's going to be a second comedy boom, it's going to be in a place like that, though. Maybe not Austin,
mm-hmm.
but like a more, just a smaller scene. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I see Charlotte, North Carolina becoming a big city in the future. It's already pretty big, but like it's not a mainstream.
Yeah, I've never
big
really.
City.
Where is Charlotte in relation to Raleigh?
Way south, like southwest okay. of Raleigh.
Is Charlotte the capital?
No, Raleigh's the capital. Oh, Charlotte okay. kind of shares a border with North Carolina and South Carolina.
Oh shit! So it's yeah. way down there. Okay,
yeah, it's
okay.
way down there.
Gotcha, gotcha.
But yeah, like a lot of rappers are coming out of Charlotte now, like DaBaby, and I mean, you know, there's
Kirk.
A lot of fucking basketball there, a lot of sports there. So yeah. I think that it's going to be like another big one. It's not like, you know, it's not like an LA or a New York or a Chicago, you know, but I think it's going to get there.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Or in Atlanta.
Too much attention's on Florida, dude. Why is everybody going to fucking talk about Miami? Fuck
Miami's.
Miami.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like Miami's like Vegas. Like, it's dope for like 3 nights, and then you're like, yeah. I gotta get the fuck yeah. out of here. I mean, you can't do coke 4 days in a row.
I mean,
you
could.
Can. You shouldn't.
You shouldn't.
You definitely shouldn't. Yeah, yeah.
I just,
you're doing coke on a Tuesday. It's a school night. You should be ashamed of yourself. How dare you? Go to work. Go to bed.
Go to work.
Go to bed.
Okay, just hug somebody.
Yeah, and not her. Don't hug her. Do not hug her. You're not allowed to touch her.
Away from her.
Yeah.
Go hug your mom.
I would love to party in Miami. I've never had the opportunity.
Me too.
Yeah.
I would love to.
Dude, let's take the show on the road. Fish burrito.
Yeah. Woo-hoo. Fish burrito on the road.
Fish tank, MIA.
To all of the 10 fans in each city.
The fan? Yeah, yeah. This goes out to our fan. We know you're out there.
We love you, Brandon.
No, but seriously, fuck you, Brandon.
No, you suck. We hate that you're a fan of us.
No, I do love you, Brandon. You're great.
Sorry to any Brandons out there that
no,
might
we love
be listening.
Brandon. One of my favorite people on the planet is named Brandon.
There you go.
Yeah, be best.
I have a favorite Brandon of mine too.
See?
Yeah.
All right.
We all love Brandons.
And that's about as much emotion as I'm willing to show.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Brandon. Perfect.
I love it.
So yes, the PS5.
We're back.
Yeah, we're back-ish. You got your accessories.
Yeah.
You're just locked and loaded.
One thing...
I'm not ready for you to get mobbed. I don't want to see you
I'm
on
not
World
get mobbed,
Star.
Dude. I'm 6'4".
People.
I'm 6'4", dude.
Easy mark.
No one's going to fuck with me.
Easy mark. That's what people are looking for. They're like, oh, you see the tall one? Yeah. You
I'm
just
gonna
hold
wear my...
the PlayStation 5 up too high and people try and jump like they're little kids trying to get a ball from you.
I'm going to wear my Mario costume so that it seems like I'm being filmed by a secret camera for a YouTube video or some shit.
Smart.
And then no one's going to fuck with me.
That's what you think.
There you go. No, yeah. That is what I think.
Yeah.
Someone's going to be like, oh, he's probably being watched by a camera.
That's smart.
Yeah.
That's kind of, yeah, that's genius level thinking there.
Yeah.
Huh. And you just keep like.
Like, ha ha ha.
Yeah. Keep pretending you're looking at a camera.
Dude, I mean, hey. That
it
could
might
be
work.
The move.
Yeah, or just go in and just, like, have pissed yourself. You got, like, chocolate sauce all over your face. You just look a mess.
Yeah.
And no one wants to touch you, but you got a mask on, and you're fully clothed.
Yeah.
And it might look like you stink. You might look repulsive.
Yeah.
But you smell nice. You know what I mean? You showered. It's all
and
makeup.
Then I rub the PS5 box
and
all
you have
over
a
me.
T-shirt that says, I have COVID. do not steal my PS5.
I could also do that. I could also just not wear a mask and look sick.
Yep. No one's going to fuck
no
with you.
No one's going to fuck with me then. No. Yeah, but that's a little fucked. You know, we're living in little touchy times right now.
Don't touch my PS5 times.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, don't touchy my shit, motherfucker.
One thing I learned about the PS5, which is kind of fucked, is that it's got an 825 gigabyte storage drive on it.
Okay.
But only like 650 of that is usable for games.
Interesting.
They're cutting out like an entire 150 or so for the software.
That's a whole game, right?
Yeah. That's like 3 games.
How big is Cyberpunk?
Cyberpunk's going to be huge.
Yeah, massive.
Red Dead Redemption was like 100 gigabytes.
Okay.
Red Dead Redemption 2, I mean.
Yeah.
Modern Warfare is like fucking...
It's absurd.
Almost 200 now.
And it just keeps getting higher with the updates and blah, blah, blah.
And, I mean, if you want to play Call of Duty on your PS5, you only have room for, like, what?
Two more games. Of that size.
Yeah. So...
These motherfuckers. I'm going to have to, delete everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, it's whatever. For the most part, they're all... downloaded
and I mean if I would ever play COD I would probably play it on my computer because I mean, it's just better and smoother on that anyway.
Right.
And I'm plugged into Ethernet on that.
I've never played a first-person shooter on a computer.
It's not fun.
Is it not?
At least for me, I am more comfortable with a controller.
Right.
But I mean, if you want to get really good and like pro level, you do it with a mouse because there's so much more like precision involved with a mouse.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do they do like the, I guess there's got to be like a COD championship, right?
Oh, yeah, probably.
Do you think they let them?
They actually, I think, just had one for like $100,000 on Twitch.
You can't.
You don't want to do joystick with
really?
That. Yeah.
See, I think there should be two leagues then.
That's what I'm thinking too. Like people that like and like the feel of consoles.
Right.
Yeah.
Because you can't have a guy on a controller trying to keep up with a motherfucker with a mouse.
But like, I think the thing is now, it's like most people will watch the guys playing on a mouse because they're just so much better. You know? Like,
that makes sense.
A lot of people, I mean, Tim the Tat Man, he's like one of the biggest streamers. I mean, he uses mouse and keyboard.
I'm learning a lot. Say that name again.
Tim the Tat Man.
Tim the Tat Man.
He's got like 40,000 viewers like every time he's streaming.
Wow.
Like, consistently.
Damn.
So I mean, like, that's what the people are watching, are the guys that are like super good. And like, I mean, there's only, I think I talked about this guy last week, but he's Dal Touche. He's really good with a controller. He's like more precise than anyone I've ever seen. And he plays Apex Legends and he's fucking crazy good at it with a controller. Yeah,
I had a friend named Vito. And he would turn the sensitivity on the controller up to like 10. And like, I mean, like it would make you sick.
Yeah.
How fast he could
like
go back and
spin
forth.
Around, yeah.
And he just, I mean,
really?
It was unreal how good this motherfucker was. Like, I was just like, I would just be sitting there and, you know, I'm like a little high and I'm just like, oh, like getting sick watching this thing. Like the screen just hard, like violently shift back and forth.
That guy's been to like some fucking crazy monk training camp.
Yeah, right. He like sat in that fucking chair, like the dude in Clockwork Orange, like,
dude. He probably went to Korea or some shit with a secret club and they were like, this is the sensitivity 10 club. You guys are gonna be gods.
I don't know how, but yeah, that I could never.
No.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
And even now I try and like turn it up a little bit and I'm like, I'm completely comfortable with going so slow and just being ass at this
game. I just like to play for fun,
right?
Oh,
I like to play for money and blood.
That would be fun. I wish I could play games for money like that. And it, even at a point in quarantine, I was like, you know, maybe I'll stream this or make videos of me playing with my friends, but I was like, there's too much of that. I don't want to add to it.
Yeah.
So that's why I think that our streaming idea,
playing with people,
like creating an environment,
and
like
not games where you got to be fucking sitting 8 hours a day to be good at.
Yeah.
Just
that's
having a good time. Bullshit.
Yeah.
Ha ha's and yuck yucks.
Exactly.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I even had an idea that maybe we could watch like a dumb movie and be drunk and just riff on it the whole time.
Ooh, Roller Babies. It's like a dystopian future where the kids express themselves by rollerblading.
What about Baby Geniuses, dude?
It's actually a good movie. I don't know if we should fuck with
that.
I don't know if we should fuck with that.
That's an untouchable movie.
Yeah, I don't think we should fuck with that.
Yeah.
Dude, I watched True Detective season one
again. Oh, I gotta watch that too. I have such a long list of things. But how was it? Did you like it?
I'd seen it before.
Oh, yeah.
It was better the second time. Because, you know, you notice more.
Yeah,
and
of course. It's good.
I mean,
really
they
good.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
It is fantastic. McConaughey?
Dude, what about my boy Woody Harrelson?
Woody always brings it.
He brings it every time.
But this was the first time where I was like, you know, McConaughey kind of fucks, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just fantastic.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of batshit crazy that I like.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm into that. That guy is.
Have you ever seen
nuts.
Seven?
That's Brad Pitt, right?
Morgan Freeman.
Mm-hmm.
What's in the box?
Is that
the box?
Yeah.
Kevin Spacey.
He's canceled.
Yeah, I just watched a movie with him in it recently. Horrible Bosses.
Bateman and Charlie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all right.
It's not great.
The whole time.
Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, she's great.
Yeah.
She's playing a role that I've never seen or never will see her play before. Like ever again.
Right.
It's fucking crazy.
The crazy
horny
bitch.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She's nuts.
Yeah.
It's a good Jennifer Aniston.
It's like, I feel like with a character like that, you know, in guys' minds, everyone's like, oh, I would love that scenario. Like, you know, mm-hmm. I would just love to be mm-hmm. fucked by my bot. But like, I feel like they had to find, like, okay, where's the line to cross where we can turn guys against her too watching this movie? And then they get, and then they did like while he was asleep, she like raped him or something.
Yeah.
And like, that's where they finally like turn everyone against
him. I'm sure most guys are like, that wouldn't be so bad.
You know, I know. See, it's, even then, it's like, guys,
it's
because like,
guys
cool
are
it.
Fucking pigs. Guys are disgusting. We're disgusting. Yeah. And hey, God bless us.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're not going to, trust me. She could have done, I mean,
see,
way
there
worse.
We go. See,
way more worser.
Yeah. And there we go.
Yeah.
It's like, at what point does she become just a psychopath, like killer? Or like,
I mean, there's
deformer.
Probably guys that still want to fuck Casey Anthony.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, dude. It's fucking weird.
Yeah.
But yeah, the whole time I was watching that movie, I just wanted Charlie to be Charlie from It's Always Sunny. I just wanted him in everything.
Yeah,
I wanted Charlie in everything.
I'm learning a lot. Smooth. Very smooth. I'm learning a lot.
Dude, that's like one of my favorite shows of all time.
I love that show.
That's, God, it's so good.
But yeah, I can see where some people are just like, that's not for me. Because I remember one day, me and my buddy, Brandon, we were watching it. And he had someone over, and she was like, I don't like this show.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh yeah, why? She was like, because they're so mean to each other. And I was like,
it's like,
well, that's the point. It's
yeah,
it's the whole point of the show. She's like, yeah, but why do they have to be mean? I was like, I don't know.
Because
what if they were just really nice?
Would it be funny?
Would it be funny? Yeah. Like, would there be any reason to watch it? You want to watch The Chums?
No, I want to watch The Good Place.
I want to watch How I Met Your Mother.
I want to watch The Office.
I want to watch Big Bang Theory. They're so funny.
They're so funny and nerdy on
that
show.
Oh, my God. They say, like, Star Trek references that nobody gets, but there's a laugh track, so you feel comfortable with nerd stuff.
I mean, I don't want to sound elitist for liking It's Always Sunny, but it really is not for everybody. And they know that going in.
But it's great. It's phenomenal.
I loved hearing that for that first season, they were given, like, $600 in a camcorder, and literally that
made
was
it work.
And they made it work.
They made fucking magic.
And then fucking Danny DeVito, he was like, I want to be on that. Like, that's insane to me. That's insane to me. You had $600 in a camcorder,
I mean,
and you sold Danny DeVito.
Oh my God.
And then they put him naked with a diaper in a kid's playground.
And Frank is literally one of the greatest characters in any story of all time.
He really,
Frank is just.
He's the goat.
And then Frank is terrifying.
They put him naked in a couch, too. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
he's naked
up.
A lot. Yeah. Oh my God. The episode.
I love that show. Okay. Let's not turn this into a huge, like, It's Always Sunny fest, but like.
But the one where he marries the prostitute and he's like doing the words after she dies, like in front of them all.
Yeah.
He's like, you were a good whore. You know, like,
that was whore.
You were a great whore. Oh my God. He's just phenomenal. Yeah. Danny DeVito.
Oh,
shout
best.
Out.
Yeah. Shout out Danny DeVito.
He married, what's her name, right? He's married to the lady he's married to in Madeline.
I don't know.
Have you ever seen that movie?
No, I don't. I haven't.
A little girl who's a witch. She can move stuff with her mind.
I don't know.
Okay.
I didn't know he was married to anybody.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking about Matilda.
Matilda.
Not he's married
Madeline.
To her?
The lady he's married. She plays the mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, they're married.
Oh, good for them.
Right. She was in Cheers, too, I believe. She was a bar back or something.
Yeah.
Bartender.
Yeah.
What's his name? Who's the tall guy? Ted Danson.
Yeah.
Woody Harrelson.
Woody.
God damn
Look
it.
Look at that. All the connections.
Do, 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 do.
Yeah.
Yes. What else? What else were we thinking about?
I don't know.
I'm glad you're getting that PS5. After,
me too.
This is your redemption song.
Yeah. It really is.
You're doing a victory lap now.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to do a victory lap while you're being chased by all of the people that want your PS5. What Best Buy are you going to?
Let's not disclose that.
No, well, actually, no,
we can hear it because
we're doing
they're
a meet and greet, guys. Yeah, no, I'm just joking.
Well,
I do not say
after the fact.
Where you're going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, but I'm going to.
Okay.
Yeah. And they'll hear this after, so I don't give a fuck.
Oh, that's true. That's true. That is true. I'll do an Instagram post. I'll at mention you. And
yeah, Def, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Meet and greet, guys. You want to meet the cow from the Fish Burrito at the Best Buy at. And then,
yeah.
All our fans.
Run out and
our
give him a big hug.
Our fan will come meet you.
Brandon. He's like, dude.
Fucking Brandon. Every time I see this guy.
Yeah. God damn it. He's everywhere.
That is dope. Well, and I'm glad we're going to do a couple. We're going to try and just bang out a few of these because Cal's going to disappear shortly thereafter.
Oh,
Cyberpunk
yeah.
comes out, and then we're both going to disappear. We're going to do all of our. We're going to do all of our. Podcast virtual at that point.
No, you're gonna come here, but bring your Xbox.
Okay,
so we can play
we
while
can
we're
play
talking
with... yes
yeah.
yes
yeah
up, what were we talking about? I don't know. Shut up.
I don't know, dude. This part
oh my god
dope.
I can't wait.
I can't
fucking
wait.
And I'm just trying to not jinx it every time we talk about it.
And I was talking to one of my friends at work today about it, and he was like, that game's going to be released broken as fuck. You know that, right? And I was like, yeah, but I don't care.
Don't.
I just want to be in Night City.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck.
I don't care.
Mm-mm.
If a character's fucking model just shoots up into the sky, I'd be like, oh, that's cool. There's a neon sign over here. It looks
dope. Yeah, just walking around. You don't even try and do anything. You just walk around.
Yeah, fuck it.
Fuck it.
I don't care.
No, I've waited this long.
Yeah.
I've never wanted a game to come out more.
Same.
Like, well, and I've wanted to play games more. I just want this one to come out.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? Like,
oh, yeah.
I waited forever for Skate. The original Skate.
Ooh.
We talked about this game without knowing
really?
That it was being developed.
It was that hyped?
Oh, yeah.
Or at least by you guys.
Yeah. Well, at the time, everyone was like, you know, skating. And we're like, fuck, like, Tony Hawk, the game was trash. Not trash, but it wasn't great. You know, there
but
was
Pro
no...
Skater 2.
Dude, they're all...
Dumb.
I mean, it's the left square, left X, whatever the fuck, you know.
Just button mash.
Yeah, don't know.
You get like 5,000
manual,
points.
Manual. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. The first time I played that game, I was like, they just fucking broke my brain. That's...
I love Skate.
And we talked about this game, in theory... Forever. We're like, what if you could, like, instead of having to press over, you could, like, you know, control it this and the world would be bigger. It wouldn't just be a fucking stupid tiny little map. And then I saw the first ad for Skate and I was like,
it is that.
They did it.
They did it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And we just fucking, oh, I could not wait.
Wow.
Hours wasted. Hours. Days. Just sitting there. Hey, did you see that? 360 flip. Not 360 flip nose grind. I bet you can't do that. We play skate against each other, like in the game. Like, yeah.
Dude, I just played Tony Hawk with my friends because I mean, I've probably said this a lot of times before, but I didn't have a console. So I'd only play, like, you know, Tony Hawk at my friend's place. But that was the one where you could, like, have all these different kind of costumes and shit. Like, you could be Shrek in
shit.
Yeah. Like, that was just dumb, absurd fun.
Yeah. Skate was dope.
When's the new GTA going to come out, man?
2024.
Okay.
Yeah. I think they've already started.
They
I remember reading
have.
Something about that. They had already started it.
I mean, IGN keeps fucking saying, like, new details on GTA 6.
I can't wait.
It's like, okay.
Yeah.
Right? That game's going to take forever.
Oh, my God. And it should.
I'm just waiting for GTA Earth.
Right. I've always said, or just like, at least give me a couple continents.
Yeah.
I don't need all of them. Just give me two.
I honestly, no. I want Earth. I want to go to Antarctica and blow shit up.
That would be dope.
Yeah.
Oh,
slide
you can see the giant
penguins.
Ice wall that protects us from falling off of the planet because it's flat.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see that.
It's going to be dope.
Yeah.
That's what I would put it past them.
What if they do make that game?
I would not put it past them.
No, and it is round, and the flat earthers are like, what the fuck, guys? Where is our flat earth?
They just find so many faults in it. They're like, you're excluding
so
our
stupid.
Thought. Yes, our right to religious.
We're not being included.
Ugh.
See, MJ, this is why you delete forums.
Yeah, you're right.
You get these fucks.
You get all the smart guys out there talking to one another.
Yeah.
About the paradigms and bop. What was it? What did he say?
The sun and the moon are luminaries.
Yes. Oh my God. No, GTA Earth. I've always thought about that.
Yeah.
But, I mean, come the fuck on.
That's
impossible. You can't do that.
It
wouldn't be anywhere near the kind of game they would want to put out.
Give it 25 years.
Yeah. Once you got
get there.
Oh, hopefully they jack
you in. For the PS8, it'll come.
PS8.
Actually,
say
25 years might be the PS10.
Okay. Yeah.
How smart of PlayStation to just be like, you know what? PlayStation 2.
Right.
Xbox was like, took some acid. They're like, 360. Holy shit.
Oh, yeah. But then like 720, 1440.
But that didn't happen.
Yeah.
That didn't happen. Nah. They're like, no, we're going to do Xbox One.
But we're going to spell out one.
Yeah.
Because we're cool.
And now it's the Series X.
And it's literally, yeah, it's a fucking Wi-Fi tower.
Yeah.
So goofy looking. They put such little effort into that. Like, it's called an Xbox. Let's make it an X rectangle.
Let's just make it a box.
Yeah, I'll make it a box. Fuck it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what we do.
I like that PlayStation was just like, you know what? If you're going to have a gaming console, a lot of people have them now, you know, and it's like, it's going to become like a staple of their living room. It's like, I have that.
Right.
And PlayStation was like, you know what? Loud and proud, you're a gamer.
Right. I'm going to make this thing massive, and I'm going to make it look like a building in Dubai.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
They nailed it.
They really did.
That's what they were going for.
Yeah, they really did it.
Check and check.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty dope.
It is really dope.
I'm proud of you, bud.
Yeah.
Glad you. You were drunk, but not quite drunk enough to take your eyes off the prize.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I didn't even tell the story.
It's the responsible drinking
we were talking
about. I didn't
tell
the story
of how I got it.
Yeah.
So I was late. I was up late, drunk as fuck, getting in my feels about I don't have a PS5, you know?
Sad
singing
boy
some
hour.
Karaoke with Remy, you know, just enjoying the night. We had some McDonald's. And then I follow this Twitter account that basically sends like, okay, there's a drop here like right now.
Mm.
And I had Twitter notifications on for that account. So I was like, I'm always ready. And it was like 2:20 in the morning. I got a notification. Best Buy dropped PS5s. I was like, oh, fuck, Remy. And I was refreshing it. Add to cart. I was like, boom, did it. And then, oh, my God. Review order. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Place order. Oh, my God.
Here
it
we
went
go.
Through. For the first time. And then, but then the kicker though, it was like, it's going to be ready for pickup on Friday.
That is so scary.
I was like, huh?
Terrifying.
I thought it was going to get delivered.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe in my drunken state, I didn't pick delivered to my house. But I checked and it wouldn't let me change the
you know what?
Method.
Can you Postmate it?
No.
That would be dope. Yeah, you wouldn't want that.
No.
Because then they're just going to take it.
Yeah.
They'll be like, oh, no, someone jumped me.
I don't trust anybody. I trust myself.
I want you.
Even when I'm drunk.
At least bring a machete.
I'm bringing a taser, dude.
And
I keep
a machete.
You. No.
Because once the taser battery runs out, you're going to need to just fight the horde back.
You know what? I'll get Deadpool katanas.
That
on
would
back
be
in an
sick.
X and just roll up. Be like, where's my PS5? Yeah, they'd be like, it's right here, dude. Chill.
Yeah. What's going on here? Why do you have the swords?
Yeah. Hey, dude. What's with
the
swords?
Not really swords. I'm just LARPing.
Guys, I'm
just LARPing around.
Yeah. I'm going to my Sekiro LARP in a.
Yes. What
like
is it? Shadows
minutes.
Die Twice?
Yeah.
Not a fan.
Yeah, I know.
God.
Yeah.
It's all right. Sometimes you get old, you get washed, and you don't want to play hard video games anymore. You're done with
you get
it.
Get washed.
Fucking done with it, bro.
You washed piece of shit,
It happens. Hey, to each his own. I am so proud of you.
Thank you.
I can't wait for you to disappear.
You know, our episodes, may not have themes, but today we did keep going back to that PS5. So, hey, if there's ever a theme, that's, I guess, the theme.
Hey, this is the theme. Bunch of y'all bitches don't have a PS5.
Yeah.
Guess who does?
Me.
This motherfucker right here.
And y'all are mad.
Yeah, y'all about to have a sad Christmas.
Yeah.
Not Cal.
Have fun.
This isn't the year he finds out Santa isn't real. He found out already. He already cried about that. All right? Get at him.
Get at me.
And no, also, he will be picking it up at the...
at the Best Buy.
Yes, let's go.
Catch me there.
Oh, you're a week late. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry, guys. You're about... What, 4 days?
Yeah.
Math.
Sorry. Cal's already, yeah, he's already lost 30 pounds. Yeah. He hasn't seen the sun.
I can't wait,
for
dude.
For hours.
I'm going to move my PS4 up here.
So we can see this puppy work.
No, the PS4 up here. PS5,
downstairs.
It's in the living room, dude.
Big TV.
Big 4K TV. Which, by the way, so the PS5 and Xbox Series X, it's got...
Why you got to say it like that? Why do you say it like that?
The Xbox Series X.
Why
do I still have this? It's empty.
Yeah.
But the Xbox Series X, they both have HDMI 2.1, which is like super fast, like 8K HDMI.
Oh my.
But our TV doesn't support HDMI 2.1. And I'm about to be like, Remy, can you spend another...
Speak your truth. Go for it.
I can't do it.
Come on, stay in the pocket. Finish it. Finish it. Oh my god, I would do the exact same thing. Come on,
another 82 inch fucking,
why not,
8K TV.
Speak your truth. Talk talk.
I'm cool with the 4K non-HDMI 2.1 technology.
I'm not comfortable.
And deep inside, I'm not.
Yeah.
But, you know, down the road.
Of course.
I will be able to use the full
potential. I guess we could throw one of our checks at buying it.
Yeah. I mean, fuck. I wanted to save our money.
I know. But I mean, how many Ferraris and Lamborghinis can you buy?
But it's so fun.
That's true.
Yeah.
At first, I was like, I've already got 5. Why would I need 6? Then I got 6. I was like, oh my God, I need 7. Now that I've got 7, I'm like,
where are you parking all these fucks? Because
on
you
the street.
Still live in your dingy ass apartment.
Yeah, that's how we save money, bro. You can't be
I don't
buying
mean to disparage. I love
what
your
do you
apartment.
Mean?
I love your apartment. It's
I
so
don't.
Good.
I saw some guy giving himself his insulin shot in front of the building the other day. I think it was insulin. He took a big nap after that insulin. Hell, he must have had a big breakfast. yeah, but seriously, I have found syringes in front of my apartment building. Oh, so I live in the nice part of town.
Yeah.
And we will not be moving because it keeps me humble.
Yeah.
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 Even with a Lamborghini. I still pull up to the trap and I'm like, I know where I'm from.
And those guys with the insulin aren't like breaking into your...
No, they're pretty sleepy after the insulin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's all naps for them.
I feel like they would think that you have more insulin.
No, it's all naps, and then they go looking for more insulin, but they know I don't have any, so... All
right.
Yeah.
All right.
I do want to say, I hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving.
We already said this.
But I know, but what was your favorite part of Thanksgiving? We're speaking from the future, right? We're talking
we're
to our future.
From the past, talking
from the,
about
to
our
the
future.
Yeah. Talking about the future. You have plans.
I mean, it's
going to
be the
you're
day.
You're going to say what
it's
going to
be the day before I get my PS5, so I'm going to be miserable just waiting for it all day.
Really?
So I'm not going to like enjoy any
I'd imagine
of it.
Remy's just gonna hook it up. You guys are gonna feast.
Oh no, she will.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
She's gonna nail that turkey, man. I just know it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She's like she's just really good at that stuff.
Right.
Very lucky.
Yeah.
Because
blessed.
Holy shit.
Hashtag blessed.
She's so good at this.
Yeah.
My only thing, I was like, Remy, for this one, I want mashed potatoes. Gotta have mashed potatoes.
Dude, instead of buying another Lamborghini, you should just get a ring and lock that thing up.
Thank you.
You know?
Yeah.
Why not?
I was thinking about it, but you know, I'm so young.
You're cutting this.
Why not grab some more fucking Lambos, dude.
Yeah, you got plenty of time. More Lambos for Cal. Okay, so
I
would have
bought
back
1,000 PS5s, but you know, I wanted to give those more to the people.
I don't want anyone else to have one. They're just.
I'm recording the next episode in this too.
Yes, the thought of 1,000 PS5s got you a little sloppy there, bud.
I know.
My favorite part of Thanksgiving was the cranberry sauce, and it always is.
Oh,
love a nice cranberry.
My favorite part is going to be the desserts.
Yes. We had all kinds of pie. You have to keep talking about it in the past tense for this to work. Past tense.
Didn't I say was?
No, you said always is or will be. My favorite part will be.
My favorite part was the desserts. They were
what kind
incredible.
Of desserts did you have?
We're going to have a creme brulee cheesecake.
You're not we're going to have.
Fuck, I did it again. Jesus. We had.
Yes and, Cal. Yes and.
We had a creme brulee cheesecake.
Ooh.
And some pumpkin pie.
Damn. You know what pissed me off?
What?
We didn't have pumpkin pie. Sweet potato, apple.
Sweet potato pie?
Oh, yeah.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It's like a casserole in a pie form.
All right. There
you
go.
You like sweet potatoes?
Yeah, I like sweet potatoes.
A little sweet potato with a little mushroom or mushroom. little marshmallow on top. Some pecans. Yeah. Ooh, you say pecan or pecan?
Depends on the context.
Give me the context.
I don't know. It's like sometimes I'll say pecan pie. Sometimes I'll say pecan pie. You know? I think
are you pecans, a crazy person?
I think pecans.
Like Harvey Dent?
I'll call them pecans like when it's same on its own. I don't know.
I don't like to say pecan. You know?
You don't like to
say
pecan?
Yeah, to me it seems like the bougie way of saying it.
Why? Because you have to add a little accent
pecan.
There.
It's just a pecan.
But
it's a fucking pecan.
Pecan's fun to say, you know?
Jean-Luc pecan. Do you get that?
You know, yes.
You like Jean-Luc Picard?
Yes.
Who's your favorite captain? You a Kirk guy? You a Picard guy?
I have not watched a minute of anything Star Trek.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
I always got stuck watching Second Generation.
Actually, I've watched some minutes here and there because it'll just be on randomly on TV,
right?
Like everywhere. It's crazy.
Yeah, I used to play on Fox like every afternoon and my stepdad would just watch it every day.
I never got into it.
Nah.
It's not just a lot
fan.
Of standing
it's
around.
It's boring.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like they're not doing anything.
Like, stop being so philosophical, you fucks. I want to see some space
shoot
action.
Something. Blows up. There's no powers in this?
You guys are talking about crazy themes that deal with the politics of today? Wow, fuck. That's so boring. Gay!
Leave it in. No, Jordy, though? Jordy had the crazy eyes?
I don't know what you're talking about, dude.
LeVar Burton from Reading Rainbow? He was Jordy? He's the blind dude with the visor.
Yeah, the little fucking thing.
Yeah. He had the crazy eyes.
That brought me back to Community when Donald Glover's character was like so obsessed with the Reading Rainbow guy.
Oh my God. And then he meets him.
And then he meets him. He's like,
he couldn't say anything. Yeah. Troy. That was a great. All right. So we're rambling now.
And, we have to get to our second episode.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do it.
Cal, as Andy, always.
As always.
A pleasure.
Pleasure.
Hey, and congrats
again. You
didn't
even crack any of your White Claw.
No,
for this
do it on the next one.
All right.
Congrats on your PS5,
thank
buddy.
You so
and
much.
All your and also, happy, or let's get ready for Christmas now that we've already had Thanksgiving. Fine.
Yeah, no, dude, our episode 2 is going to come out in December. I think both are, actually. Holy fuck.
It's already
both
December.
Of these that we're recording right now are going out in December.
Wow. All right. Well,
whoa.
To you.
Happy December, everybody. Damn.
It's all for you, Brandon.
Fuck you, Brandon.
Our fan. Yeah, fuck
now,
you.
Now I got in my head, I keep thinking of the Brandon and it's pissing me
Donnie. Donnie, if you're listening to this, you know what I'm about to say, so I don't have to say it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Beat it, Donnie.
You already. You already know it's in our heads.
Yeah. But everyone but Donnie, love you. And Donnie, we love you too.
Have a great week. We'll see you in a week, and hopefully we'll find something to talk about.
Happy holidays. I'm MJ Bragg, 1200 across all social media.
Fuck you. I'm signing out.
Dope. All right. Kisses,
fish
bitches.
Hey, Fish Burrito Pod on Instagram. Say it again.
Kisses, bitches.
Some people think. It's like...